This is a dictation for patient from David Livingston, David Livingston, David Livingston. Date of birth is 10/28/1975. Date of service is 8/19/2024. Date of accident is 3/12/2024. The patient, David Livingston, was a resident driver and was involved in an automobile accident on 3/12/2024 as a T-bone on driver's side. The impact caused him severe pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 10 in the neck, 9 in the lower back. The patient also had severe pain in the left shoulder, left elbow, and the left hip in addition. Most of the pains are between 9 and 10. He also reports of severe pain in the left tailbone area, which is left SI joint, and mildly in the right SI joint. His pains are continuing. He is undergoing physical therapy and a conservative treatment, and he reports 20% relief so far. Pain level is between 9 and 10. ADLs are affected 10. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review, for additional issues, for substance abuse and compliance issues. In the physical examination, blood pressure is as follows: 137/100, pulse 55, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 8/13/2024. Patient number is 0814-008. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue with the physical therapy to the affected areas of neck, lower back, both the SI joint, shoulders. Back brace, face bandage to the left elbow, 10 cm is ordered. Medications are provided as follows: Mobic 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Xanax 0.5 mg twice a day, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day. Furoside, 1 or 2 every 6 hours PRN. For headache relief, 50 of them, lidocaine ointment is provided. The patient recently underwent MRI investigations and it is found that the patient has a bulging disc at C5-6, C6-7 without significant foraminous stenosis, and patient may benefit without any injections by physical therapy, stretching the cervical spine. I informed him how to do it with the help of a family member. In the lumbar spine, there are no disc herniation, but there is an intraspinous edema at L3-4, L4-5, which may require injection if the pain is not improved. Steroid injection into this intraspinous area. Patient is also found to have a subacromial subdeltoid bursitis of the left shoulder, posterior labral tear, for which an injection to the intraarticular to the left shoulder, as well as to the subacromial subdeltoid bursa injection, can be given under X-ray. The patient has been advised about it. And patient will be scheduled for these procedures and go. Patient also seems to have a positive pathology in the bilateral sacroiliac joint, for which a steroid injection can again help. Thank you.